been after Western weapons for months and months now, to be honest, ever since the beginning of the conflict, but especially for this coming counteroffensive. Some of the most talked about weapon systems coming from the West have been the tanks. Western tanks like the Leopard 2 that we've heard about, the American Abrams, and UK Challenger 2. So these tanks, not only are they modernized, they have a combination of extremely heavy protective armor. They have the ability to be able to fight at night, which is extremely important. They have upgraded electronics, suites to be able to detect enemy tanks at a greater distance. You've got a really potent, effective weapon there. But what they need to do is also keep their infantry safe. These are wide open spaces, subject to artillery strikes. They will use infantry fighting vehicles like the Stryker, like the Bradley, to be able to protect their own troops and also provide firepower as well. Now, on top of that, you will need air cover and you will need drones. The Ukrainian request for fighter jets, although it looks like it's starting to go through now, they won't be arriving anytime soon. So they'll have to fight with what they have in the meantime. Obviously their own air force, plus donations of MiG-29s, Russian aircraft that they know how to fly. You will also have an influx of Turkish drones, armed drones, by the way. We're not talking these small DJI drones that are designed to spot artillery. Also important, and could very well be a game changer, is the donation by the United Kingdom of the Storm Shadow cruise missile. It's a stealthy cruise missile. It has the ability to deliver a warhead just under half a ton with pinpoint accuracy at three times the range of HIMARS. And it's also a tandem charge. So it's two explosives in one. The first charge detonates on contact and blows a hole in a hardened structure. And the second charge goes through that hole and detonates inside, destroying everything. Awesome. Something that needs to be mentioned, artillery, by both sides, by the way, and they're sourcing it from wherever they can, because even in defensive operations, either side is expending 5,000 rounds a day in a specific battle. That's an awful lot of ammunition when you add it up, and you'll probably need triple that amount if you're going to go on the offensive.